in Siman Sadi, Sif Yud Aleph. But I think we didn't finish this, the Mishnah Berurah on Sif Yud. So let's go back to Sif Yud, Mishnah Berurah, Kut Labet Hei, yeah. So that person is davening in the Tzibur, he cannot be mocked in Tfilos, he cannot start before that. Sif Kut Labet Hei, Hakt in Tfilos, I feel the right to Lotz is a Chutz Beis HaKnesses, even if he wants to step out, that's also not proper. The Morgan Rama understands the Rivosh saying that this halacha that it's asur lahakdim tfilosoi, which is the Gemara and Brachos, includes you can't step out. The Marbar Mordechai says that is not true. There's no, the Yisr Makhdim Tfilos says to stand inside the Tzibur and with the Tzibur and get up early. But if you step out, you don't have that issue. What you do have is the Rav Osh is saying you lost Tfilah B'Tzibur, which would be improper to do unless there be some compelling reason. The only heter that you have is a case where it's Shoy Veris and the Tzibur is not diving at the proper times, so you have a right to start. Now, in that situation, what are you allowed to do? This is cut in Lamavah, Beshoveris, Amasha, the Ozafilah, Basic Knesset Shuri. If the Gemara Isser is talking about standing in the shul and starting early, if the Tzibur is going too long and not starting on time, and it's Shoveris, you're allowed to stand up inside the shul itself and daven before them. Yeah. This halacha that Shoveris is mutter is actually from the Rebbeinu Yonah. The Mishnah points out that the language of the Rebbeinu Yonah is clear that you're allowed to stand up in the shul itself and start early. Abach posak dafka shazman kotzer kolkach shabroich yelch lebeiso yarvizman tefila. Amieshazman yelch lebeiso yispala biyachadayin shalom. The Bach says that this Heter to stand in the shul and daven prior to them is talking about it's so tight that if you go to another building, you know, your home, it'll be too late. But if you could go home and still make Zman Tefillah, if you leave now, so leave now and go home, don't daven in the shul ahead of them.
But why is he going home? He's in shul and it's getting late and why
is he
going home?
So he has a choice either to daven in the shul itself, ahead of the tzibur, is what the Rebbeinu Yonah is being matter.
It sounds as though it's getting close to the sotzman, but
he knows that the shul is not going to make it on time. So his choices are either stay here and stand up and daven early, or go home and daven early. Those are his two choices. So the Rebbeinu Yonah says, get up from the shul and daven early. Bach says, no, that's not right. That's only a last resort. So if you have another option, which is leave and then do so, you should do that first. There is, you could daven early. A person cholash liba, so he wants to daven early and then eat something and come later. So that's mutter. But again, that's improper to do standing inside of the shul. So he differentiates between choli or onus, which is obvious. A person just chalash libo, it's not so obvious. So if I have an obvious reason, the person's very weak, very ill, and for him the whole process of the tzibur is very long. So he's davening shmones very early to be able to then proceed to whatever he has to do. Everybody understands why he's doing so. He's not separating himself out from the tzibur. He just can't handle the tefillah of the tzibur. If a person just chalash libo, but there's no apparent illness or oinus, that's awesome.
Start
davening
early.
Okay, Simon Sadi Sif Yud Aleph. Mishi Yesh the Beis HaKnesses being right. So this is interesting. This is a Gemara in Brachos. The Pasha of the Gemara in Brachos is saying it to Petaris, you know, Moser Shmuz. But the Shulchan Aruch brings it down as a halachic concept. Mishi Yesh the Beis HaKnesses being right. Ve'enu Niklas Beli Spalol Nikra Shachin Ra Megarim Galus Loy Levon. Person who has a shul in town and doesn't go there to daven, doesn't join them. So the Gemara calls him a shachin ra, and he causes galus. Mishabura Mishayeshla Lamed Zayin. Mimyeshte Botek Nisias Beir. So this is a Gemara. The Morgan Room quotes it's from a Gemara. The more I think, the more insightful I call correctly. That if a person has an option to davening in the closer shul or in the further shul, so and everything else being equal, you know, if you're not gaining Reva Am in the closer shul, right? Everything else being equal. It's a mile of going to the further shul because it has, you gain schar pesias, you're doing more effort of going there. Mr. Dishar brings a question. Driving does not seem to give you any preference, well, a closer one or further one, unless there be some more tircha involved. But the question is more tircha. Not driving, that's not much more tircha. Now, if a person has some simple reason why to daven in the closer shul, that's the makom. That's where he davens according to his masara, his ovis daven there, etc. That's the reason. Obviously, that would take precedence. What's interesting that the Masechta Dishah raises the question is why isn't there an issue of mavirin ala mitzvahs? You have the mitzvah in front of you, an option of davening in shul A, and you walk by shul A, and you go to shul B. So, why isn't that a problem? Ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. That the emirim mitzvahs, if you're going to do the exact same mitzvah just with an extra heater, that's called emirim mitzvahs. So I'm doing the mitzvah, I'm just doing it with a greater heater. The process of walking further adds a heater to my tefillah. There is a bir halacha back in Simon, probably Chafei, if I recall correctly, which does raise the following question: if it's not zman, if it's not, you're not ready to do the mitzvah yet, it could be there's not a problem with any of the mitzvahs. If I have no intention of doing mitzvah A right now, so the fact that I do mitzvah B, ignoring A, is because A right now is not really the zman for me to do the mitzvah yet. So, if I'm conveying myself that I always go to another shul, so then my zman tefillah, as it were, in a certain sense, is the other shul. When I get to the shul, that's what I'm going to daven. Obviously, the mashal, if there's no minyan in the first shul, and the other shul starts earlier, so it's not Einim Revela Mitzvah, there's no minyan here. So there is a minyan here. But for me, my kviyas is always daven there, so that the charsh generated. For me, it's not Zman Tefillah yet until I get to the second shul. Of course, if I'm running late, you might have a problem. So a person's called a Hishachin Ra, Nikr Shachin Ra, Lamaches, Chain Derech, Shechenim Royim, Shein Nichlos, the base Chaberim. People who aren't social and hospitable and join other people are Shachin Ra. Vayim Rechonim Shekosu, Defilu Ein Shom Minyan Asura, Dom Estomach Tani, where people got to Mistapa Bezad. You know, we have a shul in town, we don't have a Kibbutz, the communion. But you have an option of davening in the base of Knesses, which has a Milo, or davening at home. That's also called a Shachin Ra, not the daven in the shul. And that's the Prima Gadam is Mesopic. And then other Archonim assume that that's true. Maybe it's Velabes of Basora, Chol Gavni, and Onikra Shachin Ra. Chol Basora, Shkita Shar. You're not a Shachin Ra, you have a minion. Miyu Akoponim, Chobis, Midei Chobis, Basic Knesses, Loinofik, Elim Kain, Oysa, Mokim, Shispella, by Kabul, the Kedusha. If you make another shul, so you're diving in a shul. But you're just diving in a room, still has the concern of Milo's basic classes. Shachin Ra, the Ksiv Karma Hashem, I'll call Shchene Haroyim, he knows Shem El Masam. So they call this Golus, because Shchene Royim go into Golus. Klamashkim, a Mari of the basic classes, Shachel Rikhiz Yomim, Shem Rashi Odom, Shemay Ali, the Shkol Adol Sasai Yom Yom, Ksiv Macharov, Ki Motzi Motzo Chayim. So then Mora says these Rashi's over there, fine. Yud Beis. Mitzvah the roots kishahel the basic knesses. Whenever you're going to the mitzvah, it's proper to run. I feel the Shabbos shosel lifsev b'tzia gas. Even during the weekday and Shabbos, it's also to run. For mitzvah, it's mutter. Because yetsim basic knesses also the roots, but to leave the shul, it not only is it not proper, but it's also to run away. Okay, mishabru imem mitzvah. Shem v'neida near the follow dasas Hashem. We run. We know that, and we run to know Hashem. So if I'm a mitzvah to run, obviously I shouldn't stop and take care of something else along the way. Many times that'll bring you late. The main running is close in. You want to go in quickly. So he says, no, that halacha that it's only nicker close by is for mincha ma'ariv. But for shachris, you carry your talis and tefillin from your house. They didn't leave the talis and tefillin in the shul because, well, later there'd be a pogrom. You couldn't run to the shul to get your talis and tefillin. You just need to grab your talis and run. You know, that's a the simon that we live in a world with, which is toiv, is that we can leave our talis and tefillin in the shul. Think about it. Anyway, so you're walking with Talis and Tefillin, so it's obvious you're going for davening. So then the mitzvah Ritza applies the whole way. Rechai Vakum, you shouldn't run. It causes, raise questions what you're running for, etc. That's necessarily always a good thing. The roots, you run at Pesa Besa Knesses till the shul. Besa Knesses, that's also the roots. In the shul itself, you don't run. That there has to be a proper derech eretz. You don't run in the presence of the king. You should walk when you're doing the mitzvah. You should walk with rezus, but not you shouldn't run. Shabbos also, even in Shabbos, which is also to run for mitzvah, it's mutter. Vaf b'chol notul echa mechomesh meyos mimor anim shal adam vay b'firim gadam. The Chazal said that a person who runs takes away some of his eyesight, but for the purpose of mitzvah, it's proper, even though potentially you're losing something. Chazal said you'll get it back by the ner hadol. Also, the roots. When you leave the shul, you can't run. Not even take large steps. It looks like he's saying the fact that I stayed so long in shul is a burden. This is all talking about if you're going afterwards to your business. If you're leaving with intent to return, the quicker you leave and the quicker you'll come back. You're running from the used to learn in a different building than where they davened, and you're running to learn. So obviously the point is you'll end up learning more if you run. Okay. So even though over here part of the issue is because it looks like you have an issue of mara, people don't know why you're running away. But still, since the mitzvah you're running for a mitzvah, you need to get there quickly. So that's the proper thing to do. Yud Gimel.
The person should walk with aim or in a shell.
Mm-hmm.
Fair.
Mutter lorik v'vesekneses, v'doish baragla v'machaseo begemi. They were accustomed to not swallowing their saliva, but to expectorating it, so to spit it out. So it says that that's not considered a bizoyan for the shul, but you shouldn't leave it sitting there. It's meis to people. It's not. It's lack of covered for the shul. Memdal lo rik beis knesses pirushal b'shas tefila, but shmonesi you can't do it during tefila itself. Can kriyishma b'chosel, but shmonesi also lo rik l'kamum simin sadi zayin sif bei zayin shom. This is referring to the general issue of in the shul itself. Is it mutter to do not in shmonesi? It's not proper to leave it visible. No, they had a dirt floor, so it would rub into the floor. Person who wants to limit his act of spitting in the shul, which would be a good idea, apparently. Can you saw say that Sharish Mosik Shakar and Likerich? You should choose some licorice, which is root. You're not swallowing it, you're just chewing on it. So that helps you to not spit. But to an Erev Yom Kippur and Erev Tisha B'Av, for this purpose, you want to chew it to be able to help you not to spit. But the ma'aseh leaves a good flavor when you swell the flavor, which will continue to happen on the day of the Tainus itself. And that's not proper to do. If there's straw on the floor or something of that sort, the nature is that it'll be covered by the straw which is there. It's proper to get there early. It should be one of the first 10. You're planning down with that minion. He didn't come first because he had spent time relieving himself because he had an illness. This allowed him to go a little bit later. He was able to put on talis and tefillin at home. This man had reached at home. He would walk wearing his talis and tefillin. That wasn't possible. He would go early on before the day started. That was when they would, the people would start coming very early. It would be proper to have a whole group coming to shul together, the whole 10 coming to shul together early. Fine. Tesvov. In Mishra Alim Yechidim Yispalu Betzakeses Shabbosodis. Oh, if you look at Betzakeses Shabbir, you realize this one person is still davening. It's out in the fields, or even in the city. In Hitvilas Arvis, Shemispalu Belailo, you're davening at nighttime. They're supposed to davening Arvis early, but davening at nighttime. The person cannot leave the last person out, second to last person out, cannot leave this fellow by himself. He has to wait till the fellow finishes. Because otherwise the person who's davening will lose his kavana because he'll be nervous. And even in the shul in the city, and by daytime, leaving the fellow alone in the shul, he might be disturbed. The person is adding his own personal extra requests. He's made a decision that he wants to go along, that you're not mechuyev to wait. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah, Memches. This halacha that you mechuyev to wait is everybody. They all start at the same time. The person came late in such a way that he could not finish with everybody else. You do not need to wait. Since he came knowing that he cannot finish with them, he's obviously indicating he's not worried about staying by himself. So he's not mechuyev to wait, but it would be nice and proper to wait. Okay. Tezayin. Person's traveling, and he reaches a place where he wants to spend the night. He's not his final destination. He's still traveling, but he wants to spend the night here. But there's no shul, that there's no minion here. If further along his path, his journey in that direction, within the next 4 mil, there will be a minion available. So he cannot stop here, but he has to continue on his journey to that next place, which has a minion. If it's going to be more than 4 mil, which is the time travel, that'll be 72 minutes, let's say. If he continues traveling another 72 minutes or less, he'll get a minion, so he's mechuyev not to stop here, go to the next place and get the minion. If it's going to take longer, that he won't care. If he keeps traveling and he goes a few hours, he'll reach the place of Zaminyan. He's not mechuyav to do that. L'acharov, to go backwards and lose part of his journey, because I will not mechuyav him to go backwards unless tzarech l'achzok al mil k'nei nispal l'basar, to go back 18 minutes worth ad mil k'nei nispal l'basar. You go back to a distance of a mil, he's mechuyav to go, not more than that. Okay, memtes. So he's traveling, he wants to stop. He realizes that there's no minyan over here. If he keeps traveling further, he'll be able to get a minyan. If he's in this town, he needs to travel further, and he knows that the next city ahead, there'll be a minyan there. It will be proper to start his journey and go to that city and get the minyan. Obviously, if by traveling forward, by the time he gets there, he's going to lose Zman Tefillah or Zman Kriyashma, so then obviously you just stop him now. But he'll be able to leave early enough to get there without missing the Zmanim and get the minyan over there. So he should do so. Im Lefonov. Lefonov means, Dafka V'derech Herlechus Lefonov. You're going to go there anyway. The question is whether you're going to do that tomorrow or do it tonight. So you say, you know what? To continue tonight, you'll catch Marav there. You'll catch Mincha Marav there, whatever. Anything which is going to be off of your path, you're not looking to do more than one mil's worth, like going backwards. Lelechshom. You're mechuyev to go there. This is all talking about you're not going to be required to travel in a way which is not safe. For example, you'll be forced to travel by yourself. Everybody else is stopping in City X, and you say, "Well, you know, your traveling companion, want to stop here, and they're not going to continue. They're not Jewish, or they're not ready to go further." You say, if you go by yourself ahead, you'll get Shemunyan. It's not necessarily safe. You're not mechuyav to do that. We got Marash Shoyel Yom Gadol. It's still daylight. You're not going to have to travel at nighttime because of that. Shefilu Mielach Ad Shom Yuchol Hagia Shom Be'oyed Hashem Hashal Oretz. You'll arrive in the second place, which has the minyan, when it's still light out. You're not mechuyav to travel at nighttime because Chazal said you should always arrive in your place, your destination, when it's still light out. So what's interesting, nowadays, which we have the ability to light, we have street lights and those type of things, so this limitation would not apply. I remember person's traveling and you can catch a minyan right after Mincha Gedola. Normally we say it's preferable to wait till Mincha Ketana, but if when you're traveling, if you can get a minyan now, you should. That's Mutar L'Chatchila under the circumstances, instead of waiting till later on. To go backwards, however, your limit is out of mil, till a mil. A person sitting at home, he's not mechuyav to travel more than one mil's worth of distance to get to shul. Person who's living out in a settlement, and there's a distance of within a mil, there's a small town or whatever it is which has a minyan. Sirach leilech, v'chol yom berkeli spalim basor. He's mechuyev to go every day. Avoloi be'erev, but to go at night time he's not mechuyev because he'll have to travel back when it's dark. Kain sirach leilech b'laila b'derek b'shil minyan. To make him travel at night time because of the minyan, he's not mechuyev to do. V'zeh asif tekachas magula. This is an obvious rebuke Loisin Honoshim Shem Beir Misatim Lelech Besekneses Lispalam in Chomar. People who could go to the minyan just are because of their atzmos don't go. Here we're telling a person mechuyev to travel backwards and lose distance in his travels. Kavacharim within a city, you're mechuyev if there's a minyan available, you should overcome your atzmos and go daven with the minyan. Okay. Yud Zayin. So based on this Gemara, so Yesh Mishoimer the Shokol Shkein Shal Yashkim Adam Ledech Meir Shemispalim by Basura Im Yochel Lovel the Mechayis Chefse Bari Yom Gadol. So I want to travel. I like to get a head start. Now either way, I'll get there, whether I stay for the minyan in town or I leave early. I'll still get in my destination when it's still light up. So I'm not losing, I'm not creating any danger by waiting till later. So how can you leave, if you're mechuyev to travel to get to a minyan, how can you leave a place where you have a minyan because you want to travel? It's kol shkein. So you hate tzarech l'lechas yechidiyef achat tefila. Unless, again, the person would be forced to travel at nighttime or travel by himself where those are dangerous, that he's not mechuyev to do, to wait for a minyan to create that danger for himself. Now, Leilach Meir, Nun Gimel. So this is, it's obviously improper to leave the city where there's a minyan because you want to get a head start on your travels. Mari, Kishar Lachl Dvar Rishus, is talking about you going for something which is not a Dvar Mitzvah. So how could you leave the city for that purpose? Dvar Rishus, I'm Prima Gadam Sheikh Shad, and Kan Masha Dafke, Im Ayere Zay, Yisbathal Etzla Tfilis Atzibur. The issue over here is that you're losing a minyan. Means the only reason why we're holding you back is saying, you know what? If you leave now, you're gonna not have a minyan basar. We're not for that issue. You can leave now. Hobalavachi also lots of the derek kadam tefilas yudches kireyabu simen pay tests of gimel. We don't let travel before davening anyway. So what's going on over here? Said before that if you said brachas, you may start traveling. But over here, not, because you're losing tefillah b'tzibur. Shlo Yehei, we're not asking you to be forced to travel yechidi because of this. Shlo Yehei, ha'imiyesh to'ata shiora v'en roitza l'hamten olav, is mutter. But if right now there's a group that is traveling, there's a caravan which is traveling now, and they're not going to wait, and if you wait waiting for tefillah b'tzibur, you're going to end up traveling by yourself. You're not mechuyev to do that. You're allowed to go with the group. You'll daven later. Okay. Yud Ches. Beis HaMedrash Kavua Kadosh Yotzer Mebeis HaKnesses Umitzel Yispalo B'Yotzer Mebeis HaKnesses Hushi Yispalo B'Sor. Davening in a base of medrash where people learn, as opposed to a shul where people just kavua for the purpose of tefillah, kedusha of limud is greater. So you have an option between the two. You should daven in the base of medrash. The Mishnah Berurah will deal with what about if the Rav Am is in the base of Knesses, and base of medrash you just have a minyan of 10. How do we understand this? So the Mishnah Berurah ties it into that we're talking about people over here that they're going to be losing. It's going to detract from their learning by traveling from the Beis HaMedrash to the Beis HaKnesses because they're basically kavua the Beis HaMedrash to learn. A person who's not going to be affected as such, so maybe the halacha will be differently. Okay, Hagoa. V'yeshar min dafila b'loy asara odo li spala Beis HaMedrash kavua loy. They take it. You can daven in the base of medrash without a minyan, even though in the shul you'll have a minyan. That halacha would only apply to a person who's always learning, and there's nothing else which interrupts his learning. So he has a right to say, "I'm not going to interrupt for learning for davening as well." But a person who anyway interrupts for other things obviously has a chiyuv to interrupt for tefillah as well. And even such a person, we don't want people learning from him. It'll be in his responsibility. People have learned not to join the shul for davening. Person should not choose to not be part of the tzibur, to be learning while everybody else is davening. Nun hei she yispalu basara. Afilu mesekneses ikin rav v'am hanus melech. V'kolmokim mesekneseshod. If the choice, the choice is a shul with a large minion and the base of medrash with a small minion, base of medrash is better. V'hani mila the mishad loymed boy, the person who learns the base of medrash. And the reason why we give this adif is because otherwise it'll interrupt his learning. Primogodim says the Rav Am takes precedent over the smaller minion of the base of Medrash. Near Pasha, the Mishnah Berurah, you know what? The Dafka base of Medrash, Shekvua lo yachid limud, it's his own private base of Medrash. Like Kavua Kedusha also called Kach, doesn't have such significant Kedusha. So we say the only Heter is because it's going to cause Bittul of your Limud. Kedemashim, we're going to rub some in Kuvnan al Gimel Seval. Is that Arian and Hach? Our basic matter, Shekavua, the Rabbi, the Limud Atero. But it could show us a Chamura, Yosem, the basic Knesses. There, the Kedusha is significantly greater. When we tell you, Spalla, but Basar, Yosem, the basic Knesses, Sheesh, but Reva. So Rav Am and a Kibes of Knesset and a Beis of Medrash Kavua, the Talimah of the Rabbin, Beis of Medrash will get Kavias, will get Kadima. Beis of Medrash will get Kadima. Philomishano, even though you don't necessarily learn there. Because if I, Gemara, Hashem, Shardim, and Sinab, Allah, Yosemi, but the Knesset, Kimash, and Kamakran. So the choice in learning and davening in a Beis of Medrash, which is Kavua for ongoing Limud all the time, has a tremendous Kedusha, and that's a mile over the Shul, even though the Shul is Rav Am. He only drops the things which he's forced to do so. So this shita is saying that even without a sora, it's mutter for a person who never interrupts. Because that's a bit little slip. Mashing everybody else. I'm going to go to the Levins and trust him. Nothing feel there. We should have been in a Sora. Close came a lawyer and turned around him in the Tamilim. Shannon Lavat to the Miluda left the basic Nishta. So if you're sure if you're not just learning yourself, you're teaching others, that will take precedence over going to basic Nishta. But don't do Bekvias because Damaratsim will learn from you. Shall you do? They won't think the reason why you're doing it because you're worried about learning. Means you don't care about davening. If the rabbi doesn't care, so why should I care? You shouldn't be oisik b'tara b'mazanshet zibra oimer v'sichas tachunim kemach shas kriyas tara ayin v'simakuf v'mbav. You can't be learning while they're laying. I'm saying Rabbi Mordechai. If you daven already, you're not mechuyev to say all the tefillahs together with the next minion. You're just chapping the answering a kedusha and a kaddish, etc. So, a common question. Person down by the early minion, he's sitting and learning in the base of Medrash or whatever it is, and there's another minion. Is he mechuyev to interrupt his learning to answer? He wants to focus his learning. It's the only place he has to learn. He wants to start to learn. He's learning his Gemara. And he keeps saying Amen and Baruch Hu Shemoy. He can't focus. There are many poskim would say that he's allowed to focus on his learning. He's not mechuyev to answer Amen. He's focusing on his learning. Possibly even Menyeshver Rabba, he brings Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah says that for Kedusha Baruch HaMoedim, that he should be mitzarev too. And many persons say with the Maisa that you don't mechuyev to be mafsik. Moshe says a case where they were saying you give me the shorachim, you should be mafsik, but you're learning with a shir, you're learning with a group. You're not mechuyev to be mafsik even for that.